Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
717 on WMAL. Joining us right now is Janice Dean, senior meteorologist at the Fox News Channel, also known as Janice Dean, the weather machine.
Do you ever get annoyed of hearing that, Janice?
No, not at all.
Okay, I was just wondering.
You can call me that all day long.
Love that. I've always liked it, but I always wondered, I'm like, is Janice like tired of being introduced that way? Because like,
no,
that's like
way.
How many years have we been doing that? That's so cool.
It's been probably 15 years. Shepard Smith gave me that moniker probably 2 weeks into the first year that I was here.
Oh, love it. Love it.
Now, Janice, I would assume you're crazy busy, obviously. There's more than one hurricane out there. Why are we seeing so many of these very, very strong hurricanes? What's different about this year than what we've seen in the last couple of years?
I think it comes in cycles. If you look back to the 50s and the 60s, we had lots of hurricane activity. And you go back to the 90s, we had plenty of hurricane activity during that decade. And then going back to 2005, we went to the Greek alphabet because we had ran out of names. So I think it's cyclical. It depends on a lot of what's going on in the atmosphere, water temperatures, these storms that come off the coast of Africa, how well developed they are, if there's a lot of dust in the atmosphere. There's so many things that have to come together for it to be an active hurricane season. And the one thing to give the National Hurricane Center credit, they predicted this was going to be an active year. Now you can expect activity, but whether or not a hurricane is going to make landfall is something, that we can't predict ahead of time, but I will tell you that we knew in advance this was going to be a busy season.
And but this is we had Hurricane Harvey, which was what, a 4, and now we've got Irma, which is a 5. Have we ever had a time where they've been this intense and this strong?
Absolutely, we've had many Category 5s in our history. The one thing we haven't seen very often is a landfall from a Category 5 hurricane. That's very rare. We've only had 3 of them in United States history. And, of course, Florida is bracing for Irma. And a lot of folks are remembering back in the day in 1992 when it was Andrew that was making landfall in South Florida. But this one's very different than Andrew. It's actually a bigger storm. The potential for more storm surge on more vulnerable areas, if that gives you a good picture, description of this storm. In some cases, this actually could be worse than an Andrew landfall, just because of its location, its timing, and the fact that it's going to affect millions of people across South Florida and the Keys.
You know, we're looking at in the Atlantic two hurricanes that specifically that could be making American landfall. I'm wondering, I know Irma's trajectory is much clearer now because we're closer to it and it will hit Florida, but Jose right behind it, hitting Antigua and Barbuda again, already devastated by Irma. Does Jose's track, is it following Irma's track entirely, or is it going to veer off somewhere?
So far, we think that Jose is going to stay away from the U.S. mainland, but you're right. It's hitting identical areas that Irma went past, the northern Leeward Islands, and obviously that's devastating for them. This is a major hurricane, but so far, Jose seems to stay offshore. Now, there is a wave coming off of Africa that we're going to have to monitor in the next couple of days that could potentially be a hurricane. We're hitting peak season now. This is typically when we see hurricanes, and by no means are we done yet.
Now, are you tracking at all this earthquake out of Mexico this morning and its impact on any of these weather events?
Well, earthquakes are different. Weather is atmospheric related and earthquakes are, under the ground. But certainly we monitor it because it's part of earth sciences and it is
right.
A large earthquake. So watching that, obviously, if there was a potential for a tsunami, that kind of thing, we would be issuing warnings at this point. I think the earthquake would be a bigger story if we didn't have a major hurricane potentially making landfall in the next 48 hours.
Especially in an 8.1.
And there's a hurricane that's going to hit Mexico, right, Katia?
Katia, yeah. Katia is in the Gulf of Mexico, a Category 1 hurricane that will drift into Mexico. I think the big fear with that was it, will it impact the Gulf Coast, obviously, with Harvey still in the fresh in the minds of Southeast Texas. They don't need any more hurricanes near that area.
So I'm wondering, for the local area here in Washington, D.C., when, if at all, could we begin to see any of the effects of Irma reach us? I mean, do you have a sense of the timeline?
So the trajectory right now brings the storm across the Florida Peninsula this weekend, and then Monday and Tuesday we're going to be watching, you know, Georgia, the Carolinas. If the storm moves a little bit more towards the eastern track of the trajectory, but for now I think DC, you know, you could see a few rain showers, but I think we're going to be okay in the Mid-Atlantic up towards the Northeast. It's actually going to move towards the Tennessee River Valley and the Mississippi River Valley.
Are they prepared to deal with something like this in inland in Tennessee, Kentucky, that area?
Well, I think obviously these storms need fuel, and their fuel is the warm waters of, you know, the Gulf of Mexico, the Atlantic, around the coast. Once it reaches land, it starts to weaken. So by the time it reaches Tennessee, Kentucky, it will probably be a tropical storm, and it still has the potential to bring a lot of rain. But yes, absolutely, they'll be able to deal with this.
Okay, so we're not talking about a hurricane hitting inland, which would be wildly ironic.
All right, I should also point out that while we have Janice Dean, her newest children book, Freddie the Frogcaster and the Flash Flood, available everywhere. And Janice Dean, thank you very much for giving us an update on the hurricane. Go ahead, Mary.
And Janice is also donating all the money made from sales from Freddie the Frogcaster and the Flash Flood to Hurricane Harvey relief.
There
so
you
that's
go.
A wonderful thing. So go out and get that book. Janice, thank you.
Thank you both.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.